Hello, and thanks for listening to Radio St. Pete. I'm Brian Hartz, founder and head coach at Sunshine City Tennis, and here's your tennis and pickleball news for the week of February 19th, 2024. Professional Tennis Registry and Professional Pickleball Registry, also known as PTR and PPR, respectively, have moved their headquarters from Hilton Head, South Carolina, to Saddlebrook Resort in Wesley Chapel. With more than 20,000 members worldwide, PTR and PPR are two of the world's leading certifying organizations for tennis and pickleball coaches. In a news release, PTR and PPR say the move to the Tampa Bay area will help them enhance their capabilities, foster innovation, and accommodate membership growth. PTR and PPR believe Saddlebrook Resort, with its luxurious amenities and world-class tennis and pickleball facilities, will be an ideal central hub for operations, events, education, and programs. PTR board chairwoman Lynn Raleigh expressed great enthusiasm about the relocation, stating, "This move signifies a pivotal moment for our organizations. The new office at Saddlebrook Resort is not just a location change, it's a strategic decision to position ourselves for sustained growth and excellence. We believe this move will empower our team and strengthen our commitment to delivering exceptional service for our membership." In other pickleball business news, Sir Richard Branson has fully embraced the pickleball craze. The colorful British billionaire plans to host an elaborate pickleball forum and pro-am tournament at Necker Island, his private island in the Caribbean, from March 9th to the 14th. Participants will enjoy a mix of clinics and competitive match play, alongside breakout discussions focused on the future of what's proving to be the fastest-growing sport of our generation. The event's Sarasota-based organizers say there are still a few spots remaining for the event, but with a five-figure price tag, if you have to ask how much it costs, you probably can't afford it. Luckily for all you picklers out there, St. Petersburg is blessed with the second most public pickleball courts per capita in the United States. But for more information about the Necker Island Pickleball Forum, you can check out www.neckerislandpickleballforum.com. Turning now to tennis news, March is just around the corner, and that means it's almost time for one of St. Pete's most beloved charity tennis events. Taking place the weekend of March 9th and 10th, the Sowing Seeds Tennis Tournament is a fundraiser for Sowing Seeds, a local nonprofit that provides free tennis rackets, tennis balls, tennis lessons, and school supplies for local underprivileged youth. Rob Perry founded Sowing Seeds 17 years ago, and the event continues to grow rapidly, with players traveling from as far away as Miami, Atlanta, Georgia, and even Detroit, Michigan to compete and support this good cause. St. Pete Mayor Ken Welch is a fan and has been known to pick up a racket and hit a few balls at the tournament. Radio St. Pete spoke with Mr. Perry recently about Sowing Seeds, its growth, and the good work it does in our community.
Sowing Seeds event that actually got started 17 years ago, and the reason I started the event as a fundraiser is because I was helping, you know, a lot of the local kids in the neighborhood learn tennis, and it was becoming really expensive buying balls, rackets, and equipment for the kids because I wanted it to remain free for them. So I started this event to raise money to help me support the kids in the neighborhood.
That's really great. You've done a lot of good over the years. Yeah.
Thank you.
And how much has it grown? Like, you know, maybe you can think back to when it first started and how many players you had and how many players you have today. You know, talk about the growth a little bit.
As far as the event, I mean, there was some times where I only had about maybe 30, 40 participants. And it stayed there for about 4 or 5 years. It gradually would grow. But now we're up to over 200 participants and people are traveling from Miami, Detroit, Atlanta, you know, all over the southeast of the United States to play an event. So it's really grown from starting out at 30 to 40 participants to over 200.
That's incredible. Yeah, that's great to see people coming out, not only the local people, but, yeah, all those folks from out of state. That's really amazing to get that kind of support. So that's got to
feel
good.
Yeah, it feels excellent. I mean, their biggest thing is they see what I do in the community, and they love the fact that the program is actually helping the inner city kids, the kids who normally wouldn't be exposed to the sport. So they travel far to support that type of service to the community.
Yep. It's wonderful. It's something I look forward to every year, of course, as a tennis player. So
I appreciate that.
Yeah. And then, and how much money has the event raised over the years? If it's like a ballpark number, or?
Well, I'll tell you what we raised last year. Last year we raised $6,500, and that was actually just above the goal. I know that's not a lot of money, but that helps purchasing, shoes for some of the kids. Some of the kids have to, our older kids, some of them, actually we paid for them to actually go on college visits after we spoke to the coaches. That actually helps buy rackets and balls and just school supplies and those types of things, because the program is, tennis is just a hook. But what we're really doing is we're making sure that the kids are doing well in school. They have to bring their report cards. We actually make sure that we have retired teachers in place to help with tutoring if they are not doing well in specific subjects. So that's really what the program is about. But tennis is the hook because all the kids love tennis.
Yeah, they sure do. It's awesome to see the young kids coming out, and people of all ages, really. I mean, you've got a bunch of different age divisions, right?
Well, yes. As far as the tennis event, yes, I do have all age. I thought you were talking about the kids themselves. But, I do have all age divisions. I mean, I've had people in their 70s and 80s actually get into the tournament and play. So we have them as young as 18 because it's an adult tournament, and as old as 80 in the tournament. So it's really a great time.
Definitely. Yeah, it's great to see, people of all ages coming out. How can folks get in touch with sowing, when the tournament's not going on, like how can folks get in touch with Sowing Seeds if there's a need, if they have no a child or, who could benefit from Sowing Seeds?
They can always go to the website, which is mm-hmm. www.sowingseedstennis.org. And sowing is spelled with an O. So it's SOWING. So sowingseedstennis.org.
Mm-hmm.
There's a place where they can actually leave a message and we respond within 24 hours. They could always come down to, there's a local park called Campbell's Park where we actually have the kids there every Wednesday, from 6 to 7:30. And then it's every third and fourth Saturday of the month in the mornings. So if they wanted to bring a kid out or if they wanted to contact us, they could easily go to the website, and we'll be happy to get their kids involved.
Excellent. Yeah, and is that like a low-cost or free kind of intro to tennis program then?
The program is 100% free. For the kids, we basically look for donations from the community and the funds raised from the tennis event to help support the program throughout the year.
Excellent. And I remember seeing Mayor Welch come out last year. Is he going to come out and support the event again this year? Have you heard from him?
I have not heard from Mayor Welch. I usually reach out to him or to a VIP to come out and support the event. I'm trying to get a couple of professional tennis players to come out. They've told me they're going to try and make it, so I don't really want to say they're going to be there until I actually get confirmation. But I generally try to have a VIP come out to the tournament and just to kind of meet the people and show support for what we do in the community for the kids.
Well, that's really exciting. Let us know when you get that confirmed. If you get somebody like that confirmed, we'd be happy to break that news. Yeah.
Yes, it's really close. So the only thing else I'd like to say is if anyone is planning on participating in the Sowing Seeds tennis event this year, just know it's not like every other tennis tournament. This is a tennis tournament that's a fundraiser. It's a very fun atmosphere. It's almost like a big family reunion. Everybody's having a good time and playing tennis. There aren't any arguments or anything like that. It's just a great time. So come on out. It's going to be great food, good times, and some pleasurable people and great tennis.
Yeah, we didn't even mention the food, but yeah, that's another selling point for sure. And it's always nice to get a good meal in the middle of a long day of tennis. Yeah.
Yep, I'm gonna make sure I take care of you.
And when is the Rob? Can you tell us when the deadline is to sign up for the tournament?
The deadline is midnight, March 9th. It's a really hard deadline. Because the tournament just runs a lot smoother if we aren't trying to add people in at the last second. So make sure you get in by March 9th, and we will ensure that you'll have a great time. Each participant gets a gift and a meal on Saturday.
Wonderful. Yeah, it is an awesome event. I can't wait. And people can go to sowingseeds.org to register, right?
Yes, sowingseedstennis.org.
Sowingseedstennis.org. Okay.
Yep, and make sure the
yeah.
Sowing is with an O.
Yep. You got it. Well, I will be going there right now, signing up, and look forward to seeing you in about a month or two. Yeah, or a month. Yeah, it's coming up.
Yeah, in about a month. I definitely appreciate
yeah.
it. You always show a lot of support.
This has been Coach Brian Hartz for Radio St. Pete. For more information about tennis and pickleball lessons, check out my website, www.sunshinecitytennis.com. Thanks again for listening, and I will see you on the court.